America Tonight. What a big week this will be. A little bit later in Washington, D.C., we'll be talking about some of what's coming up. You know, we're getting closer and closer to another holiday, which means the push is on to have a couple of things happen, including in D.C., what some of these Supreme Court rulings will be. And so we'll certainly talk about those coming down the line, too, because they're expected in the beginning of June. For some folks over the weekend, you know, it was certainly all about Mother's Day and maybe traveling to see mom or perhaps just spending the entire weekend with your mother. It was nice to see every place I went. I noticed there were a lot of people you could tell that were with their mothers, whether it was at the movies. I went to the movies or we were at brunch and we saw a lot of mothers at brunch and even earlier Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Donald Sterling, we'll talk about this at the tail end of the hour in the next couple of segments anyway, finally talking on Monday, I guess CNN somehow mustered up an exclusive with Anderson Cooper, and he says he was baited, that he was set up. In fact, many of you listening to America Tonight said, whoa, 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 there is another side to this story. And the side is, listen, this chicky poo set the owner of the Clippers up and baited him into all those racist statements. And now look what has happened to him. But I seriously doubt many people, at least NBA style, players, owners, that kind of stuff, are going to feel sorry or do feel sorry for Donald Sterling, whether he was baited or not. But what about the public perception? That is a little bit different. And maybe there are more people that feel like, okay, here's the other side of this. What about the freedom of speech? And some of you have said that. In fact, overwhelmingly, the majority of emails I got said, well, he's a bozo for letting that happen. But there is the other part of the story. So we'll let you hear a little bit about what his wife had to say, and I'll tell you what's probably going to come out on Monday in the meantime. And here's a real shocker for you at the top of the show. Don't fall over. Don't crash your car. Don't fall out of bed if you're listening to me before you get a little shut-eye, depending on what your work schedule is. But a new poll came out that says Obamacare, we want to keep it. You know, I've heard nothing but complaints about Obamacare, and yet I read this poll and I'm like, wow, this is the opposite of what most people are telling me. A majority of Americans say they want the federal health care law as it is, or maybe make some changes to improve it. This was a CNN ORC International survey that was released on Sunday that shows public attitudes have really pretty much been unaffected by the news that 8 million people have enrolled in health insurance under the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. Because remember, you know, the White House has been doing the high five thing. Woohoo! High fiving each other and the victory dance and all that other stuff. Only 12% of Americans surveyed considered the law a success. Half say it's too soon to tell, and just under 4 in 10 consider it a failure. But here's the upshot. The poll says 61% want Congress to leave it alone. So I'm going to say that number again. 61% want Congress to leave it alone or make changes in it to try to make it work better. So how about that? 38% of the people questioned in this survey, anyway, say the law should be repealed and replaced with a different system, or the measure should be repealed with Americans going back to the system in place before the law was implemented. I mean, we all know the jokes and the disastrous rollout of healthcare.gov, but maybe it's people that haven't had any healthcare coverage are running out and finally getting some coverage. But I will tell you this. For the most part, from everything I've heard, it acts like a catastrophic coverage. In other words, yes, if you had some horrific thing happen to you, because we know to be in the hospital or to have any kind of even minor operation costs a gazillion dollars and you get a heart attack bill. If you'd had nothing, that's what you get. You know, the $150,000 bill for the emergency appendectomy surgery. Well, by having Obamacare, you would have to pay $6,000. and probably could get on a payment plan. And perhaps this is in the back of some minds, or they really are having it work for them. If you have Zippo dollars, it probably is working. So if it's all subsidized, or a big chunk of people surveyed had it subsidized, that would be a much different proposition than the people that are awkwardly caught in the middle, because I think there's so many people that are caught in that middle zone where they're not impoverished, but they're not dancing in the streets making tons of extra do-re-mi. And so they're caught with not an adequate health care coverage of what they had before. And that's most of the people that I heard from on America Tonight. Not certainly not all. I mean, there were a couple of people that said that it was going to be better for them, but only a few out of, I'd say, if I were just taking a loose survey, out of about 300 people in a 7-month span that really, really seriously weighed in, that's where I would put it at. Somewhere in there. Coming up also in America Tonight, the odds and ends. In fact, we're going to do that next. Some of the things that happened over the weekend. One, a real tragedy that might actually be on your bucket list. I'll tell you what that is. You know how people make the bucket list if they want to go to Africa and experience a safari, or they want to travel to the Caribbean and sail through the islands, or maybe it's not even that exotic. You just want to go to Disneyland a couple of times with kids and grandkids, whatever it is. People have those so-called bucket lists they put together, and this is a biggie on the bucket list. And suddenly there have been many more accidents when it comes to this particular thing that people are doing. And I'll save it and tell you about it coming up on the flip side here, along with some of the things to expect, as I was mentioning, coming up this week, certainly in Washington, D.C. And boy, I'll tell you, a lot of things are starting to happen on the Hill, because we're getting closer to that. Well, not closer, but a couple months away from when you really start to talk more about vacations. It seems to me like Congress is always trying to get ahead of those vacations. Oh, if we could just do that, then we could get some other things done. And I had somebody send me a link to this story and said, I've heard you talk about this before, and I wondered if you had heard this. There was a man that was standing in his backyard when he was struck by lightning and killed over the weekend. It happened in Nacogdoches County, Texas. It was 11:30 in the morning. He was found lying on the ground near a tree in the backyard, and a witness said they heard a loud boom, and then there was like a shaking of the house, and a few minutes later, he was found outside. The tree had been struck by lightning. They also found a burn mark on his stomach. What a sad thing. I mean, 60-year-old guy who's just out there in the backyard and lightning strikes. And I know I've told this story. I had a college roommate whose, sadly, father and brother were both killed on a green while they were golfing. Both were killed instantly by lightning. Kind of the same thing there. You got to watch it when that weather hits. As soon as you can take cover, boy, you take cover as fast as you can. All right, stay with us. We're flipping it over to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
This as a bucket list thing, right? A lot of times if someone says, okay, you have 2 years to live, or you have a year to live, but you have an unlimited budget, and what are the things that you would want to do? What's on your bucket list? And a lot of people are fascinated by it and really, really want to try the hot air ballooning deal. They really want to go up in a hot air balloon because they think it would, I mean, it's a, you know, up, up and away. There's something about the balloons, you know, like in Albuquerque, they have the balloon fiesta. I used to work in Albuquerque, and when I first went there, people couldn't wait to tell me. I was a reporter, anchorwoman, television, and people couldn't wait to tell me all about the balloon fiesta and how you go live. And it's like there's just hundreds of balloons, and it's mind-blowing to see it. And I thought, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then my first year when I actually saw it, I couldn't believe it. It was very cool. It was eye candy without a doubt. So that is on the list of a lot of people. I want to ride in a hot air balloon. They offer them in all parts of the country. You can get hot air balloon rides, and people will tell you, well, it's really safe. And, you know, hardly ever have you heard of an accident. It seems like lately there have been a couple of accidents, and a very sad one in Virginia. They were still searching for the wreckage of most of the hot air balloon that caught fire after it hit a power line at the Mid-Atlantic Balloon Festival on Friday night. When I first heard the story, that's what they were saying. I was like, oh no, they're trying to find it. They confirmed they got calls, and you could see what happened in the sky, apparently, just before 8 o'clock, and it turns out that this balloon hit a power line. It caused the gondola to, you know, basically plummet. And, you know, you're talking about hundreds of feet in the air. Hundreds of feet in the air. Because, I mean, what are you going to do? It catches fire. since you got the heat of the fire from the balloon, powering the balloon, now you're talking about also the power line, and that's pretty scary. Then what happens is you have people that were watching it, because everybody's watching. They're watching the whole event. They're watching the balloons take off, and, oh, how cool is that? And once again, here we go with kids are excited, and it hit the power line and burst into flames. And there's not, I mean, what are you going to do? There's not much you can do there. And these were experienced people. So it wasn't like they were amateurs that were just out at this festival and they sort of had a hand in this thing. But they were people who had done it for a very long time. So they finally found the remains of the third person of the hot air balloon that exploded at that festival. Now they're trying to figure out what made the balloon actually drift into the power line, catch fire, and crash, killing that experienced pilot and two people. And a heartbroken father said on Sunday that his son, and this was the pilot, Daniel Kirk, was on the balloon when it crashed. He said he had been piloting balloons for more than 30 years, lived for flying, never flew. If the weather conditions weren't exactly right, he was a very, very good pilot. Something happened, but what was it that happened? And then two people from the University of Richmond women's basketball program were on board that balloon. And there were, unfortunately, because I looked at this, there were all kinds of pictures of the balloon when it burst into flames on Friday night and crashed about 25 miles north of Richmond. They saw, and what people were saying, they saw two people either jump or fall from the basket at a crazy height. You know, there's no way you're going to survive that. So they found the remains of the two on Saturday, and then the remains of the third on Sunday morning, about 100 yards north of where one was found on Saturday is where they found the other. And, I mean, just a sad deal. And I think it's sad because of the whole thing of the it's on your bucket list, and a lot of people feel like it's pretty safe to jump on a balloon, and go up there. So what it turns out, one of the people in the basket was a woman named Ginny Doyle, who is the associate head basketball coach for the program. And then the other woman was the director of basketball operations on the balloon. And they said they're stunned. It's tragic. And, you know, one of them was a former star player for the school, and she was huge in recruiting, and she had posted all over Facebook and social media about flying in the balloon on Friday and showing pictures of it and all that kind of stuff. And then, like I said, you have the father saying that he loved to fly, was very, very safe, had done it for so many years. It was the love of his life, and nobody else seemed to have any problems. There wasn't any problems with weather at the time. There were 13 other balloons in the air, and a couple of them landed close to each other, but they didn't have any other problems piloting it. They're just, you know, there was people that were up in the air, and they were screaming out for someone to help them. But, you know, like I said, how can you help them when they smash into the power line and it's exploding? You hear, like, these different explosions. So then the question becomes, for the bucket listers, how safe is hot air ballooning? You're talking about a balloon is pretty much just a nylon bag, and they call it the envelope. It fills with hot air. You got the burning liquid propane in a steel burner. More heat, we know how this works, makes the balloon rise less, makes it descend. Balloons fly where the wind goes, whatever that direction is, and it's really considered to be our first form of any kind of flying, first form of man's flight. And every activity certainly has its risks. The French invented it back in 1793, and it really became a sport and a tourist. More than anything, I think tourists. Tourist rides, the interest in it, the fascination of being up in the air and floating. You know, you're floating, you're in a basket. That's the whole reference to the envelope and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And you could always land a balloon safely. That was the idea if the fuel ran out. It wasn't like a plane crashing. It was like a huge parachute. And if you did it in a controlled way, you'd be okay if something happened. But we have certainly seen some terrible accidents. Remember in 2012, you had 11 people who died in New Zealand. And that was a wire contact thing, and there was fatal results there. There have been, off the top of my head, I can think of a couple of different balloon tragedies. There were other people who were on a balloon in Egypt, and there was, 19 of them, I think. And they crashed, and that was jaw-dropping when that happened. 1,000 feet. 1,000 feet is what happened on that one. And that was not too long ago. I want to say that was in the beginning of or middle of February, somewhere along there anyway. And you had so many killed, but you actually had 3 people that survived it. So maybe it's just not as safe as we think it is. You know, it's one of those things where it depends on the weather. I would say it depends on the pilot, but like this guy had a lot of experience. So just they were shoved toward the wire, couldn't control what was happening in the balloon. You had the others that were up there and they seemed to be okay. You know, what caught it to get tangled up? Didn't see the wire, didn't realize it was, you know, it was there, but they really had mapped out the place. So that seems pretty odd that that would have happened, but perhaps that's the reason why. And that's what it's going to be now. It's just going to be that investigation into what can explain that these balloons took off and there was a pre-approved landing zone just a couple of miles away from the park and there were others that landed safely. So how did this one hit a power line and burst into flames? I think probably what they're going to say is they just did not see the power line. I bet you that's what it'll come down to. All right. It's a kind of a risky bucket list thing, I have to say, for sure. Stay with us. We're bouncing back around.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I was shocked by what he said, and I guess whatever their decision is, we have to live with it.
All right, so you heard Shelley Sterling there. Talking about, the thing that everybody's talking about still is Donald Sterling. This is a story that has a lot of legs and is going to keep going until there is an end point to it. He loses the team or somehow he doesn't lose the team. His side of being trapped and pulled into it and what really happened from his point of view is all going to be told on CNN. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So we're talking about Donald Sterling. What do you think? Much ado about nothing. He's a big darn racist, or yeah, he kind of got jobbed here, but such is life. And once the cat's out of the bag, you're not putting that cat back in the bag. So Barbara Walters interviewed Shelley Sterling, the wife, and here's what she had to say about that whole racism thing.
Is Donald Sterling a racist?
I have never heard him say racial things. I don't really think he is a racist.
Do you think your husband should apologize?
Absolutely.
So there you have it. The wife says, yeah, I don't really think he's a racist. I don't think so. He should apologize, though, because you have nothing. I mean, there's nothing. It's that whole cat in the bag thing analogy I just made. This, you can't put it back. Doesn't go back into the bottle. In the meantime, the Los Angeles Clippers postseason has been plagued with adversity and controversy and everything else. whether it's the whole racist comments thing from the owner or that was fracturing the locker room, then Game 7 against the Golden State Warriors, then a 16-point fourth quarter deficit down 2-1 to the Oklahoma City Thunder, and the Clippers just keep on fighting back. Keep on fighting back. They beat Oklahoma City 101-99 in one of the more improbable, you could say, playoffs, NBA playoffs in recent history. So somehow, that's what happens. That's what happens with these Clippers. Wouldn't it be wild? Wouldn't it be just crazy if the Clippers made it all the way into the finals? I mean, this was insane. The fourth quarter comeback, frankly, watching this was absolutely crazy. Because it looked almost predictable that the Thunder was going to have a 3-1 series lead, and they were going to head home, woohoo, feeling great. I mean, in fact, in the game, they raced out to a 17-3 edge from the opening minutes. And L.A. was never in it. Never in it. And then things turned around for them. And that is a momentum builder. It's a momentum builder for sure. So you have Sterling's wife who wants to stay the Clippers owner. You have now Sterling who's going to say he was baited into the comments, the racial comments, in an interview that he's going to do with Anderson Cooper and offering an apology for the racist comments he made on the phone tape recording. But he says, you know, apparently that it comes with something of an excuse. He was asked by Cooper if he felt he was set up. And what he said is, and this is a quote, "When I listen to that tape, I don't even know how I can say words like that. I don't know why the girl had me saying those things." Well, yes, I was baited. I mean, that's not the way I talk. I don't talk about people, for one thing, ever. I talk about ideas and other things. I don't talk about people. And then he also offered an apology, saying, "I'm not racist. I made a terrible, terrible mistake, and I'm here with you today to apologize and to ask for forgiveness for all the people, from all the people that I've hurt." So his apology could maybe help a little bit, but it's not going to help this NBA situation. 75% of the owners would have to approve the forced sale if it were going to happen. Sterling's wife, Shelley, wants to keep her stake, as I just mentioned, in the Clippers. So what happens now? I mean, everybody wants him out. They want him out. From LeBron James on down, they want the entire Sterling family out of the NBA. And they're saying, they're tweeting this all over the place, like LeBron James, that nobody in the family should be able to own the team. So there's a lot of different forces at play in this whole thing. And in the court of public opinion, this is what we're talking about. The court of public opinion. Forcing someone to sell an NBA team is not necessarily an easy thing. There is a lot of money involved in this, a ton of money involved in this. And you heard what the wife said, and there is no doubt that this young girl is taking full-on advantage of it, which is such a crazy situation to begin with because of the massive amount of cars, jewelry, condo, all the things that she got in the first place. So what was the purpose of what happened there? What was that about? So taunting him, teasing him, throwing it in his face? I don't know. But I still say it doesn't matter because no matter what the court of public opinion says, and most of it is definitely, as much as there are people that are saying, wow, this is just so wrong in one way, it's not enough that's going to pull him out of this. It could end up in a big court drama. That wouldn't be shocking and most likely ends up in some kind of court drama. But it's not going to keep him. I don't think it keeps him as the owner of that team. And then this team could actually go on to the NBA Finals, which would be crazy. Which would be absolutely crazy. And speaking of crazy, This is another insane, this is a thing that drives me crazy. This is on my list of 10 things you never, ever will understand. You'll never understand. There's a New Jersey mayor who's fighting the feds over prayer during the citizenship ceremony. So a New Jersey town canceled its whole celebration for new citizens after federal immigration officials wouldn't allow the event to begin with a prayer. Carteret Mayor Daniel Riemann had assured U.S. citizenship and immigration services that the prayer leading Saturday ceremony would be non-denominational. But they still wouldn't budge. Now, this battle comes just a couple of days after the Supreme Court ruled that local government meetings can include prayers. But they wouldn't budge anyway, non-denominational. And this mayor even looked at the high court opinion and said, listen, this is what they've said. So he says that the court's decision is proof that he should be able to open any event with a prayer. He put out a statement heading into the weekend saying it's borough policy to open all borough events with a prayer and a moment of silence. I just don't get this. It doesn't make any sense to me. Why is that such a big deal? If someone is so offended, do they have to participate? No. The answer is no. Does anyone look at them or think less of them? No, nobody cares. Nobody's going to say anything. Who cares? Why can't they do that? It's a meaningful thing. It's inclusive. It doesn't have any politics in it, any commercial, any religious statements, anything like that. It's just a policy. It's part of the whole ceremony thing. And they celebrate, this is what he's proud of. He says they celebrate diversity and that the prayer is definitely non-denominational. And I love what he said. I think because he was interviewed so much, and like me, it's on my top 10 list of ridiculous things. I think it's on his top 10 list too, this mayor, the mayor of Carteret. He said they can host their godless ceremony someplace else. That's what he said. So the event was moved to Newark. I don't get it. I don't get it. Especially you think of all these fights we've had, the whole under God thing, Pledge of Allegiance, so help me God. I mean, pretty much now, just if it says God in it, there's a good chance it's just going to be challenged, and it doesn't make sense to me. It just doesn't. When you think of the fight for the few moments of some kind of prayer. And I've been places where people have not partaken in whatever it is, and it's not awkward, and it doesn't matter, and they don't seem to be offended by it. So why becoming a U.S. citizen and doing the pledge and the oath and all of that, and it's something that they traditionally have done, why does that have to be such a big deal? Why does that have to be such a big deal? If someone could just explain it to me, but I don't think anyone could give me a good explanation of how this makes sense in any way, shape, or form. You know, it's funny, too, because my father was a writer, and I dug up an old column that he wrote. And this was from my dad, and this was back in the 70s, and he wrote that God has a right to be in school. And the whole point of his column was that why, you know, Mark Twain who once said, when I was 16, I thought my teacher was the stupidest person in the world. By the time I was 21, I couldn't get over the fact of how much I appreciated them. I'll explain on the flip side.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring's the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Tonight, before we run out of time, we're going to do We Can Count in just a moment. But as I mentioned, my father, before he died, was a newspaper columnist. Jerry Delaney was his name. And the headline, I was just reading his, I was rereading one of his columns, and the headline said, writer claims God has a right to be in school. And he was arguing the fact that why are they trying to say that we can't, with the Pledge of Allegiance, utter anything to do with God. It doesn't make any sense to me. And he had a couple of different quotes in there, and part of the story was about my grandmother, his mother, being a teacher, and how a teacher's job isn't an easy one, and it's very courageous for a man or woman who has chosen a profession, and they deserve to be especially applauded for what they're doing, and it's a thorny trail to follow, but year after year they lead the way, what he called through the wilderness, and generally arrive safely with a full cargo of children. And he talks about the analogy of all the things that we have to argue about. Why does it have to be? Don't we understand the old cliche, God, mother, flag, and country? And that a good teacher manages this while teaching concrete subject matter at the same time, but they're working at a disadvantage for one of their directives has been omitted, God. Due to the Supreme Court order, prayer in the public school system has been outlawed. But what about silent prayer? Even a moment of silence and meditation before considering their daily business. And aren't the children guaranteed the same right as congressmen and senators? And this is interesting, and they urged everybody to write their representative, both state and national, and let them know how you feel about the situation. And maybe if you get enough of them, maybe we'll get some action. Isn't that interesting? So here we are on the radio decades later, and I'm talking about the same thing that my father talked about in the 70s. Another thing that he said, and because this was Mother's Day weekend, so I thought I'd throw this one at you. He said, Abraham Lincoln said simply, all that I have or ever hope to be, I owe to my mother. My mom is now teaching second grade, is how my father made the analogy. But he said that Abe Lincoln said he owed it to his mother. On that note, let's turn to We Can Count. So it was Mother's Day weekend. Maybe you sent flowers. If you did, you weren't alone. And you certainly were allowed. Americans spent an average of 162.94 cents for the holiday. Two-thirds planning to buy flowers, go out to lunch, go out to brunch, all that sort of stuff. And when you added it all up together, that's pretty much what it came down to. Now, it's interesting because some of those flowers and some of the things that would be ordered, they say about 30% of anything that was ordered, including flowers, would actually come from the internet, from online ordering. That's, I don't know that that's necessarily a surprise because so many people order things now online. I would think that it would be higher than that, but they're saying 30%. So happy, happy Mother's Day, the end of the Mother's Day weekend to any of you who are celebrating it. This is a sad story we told you about last week. Now a police officer who fatally shot a 93-year-old woman at her home in Texas is defending his use of deadly force and actually lashing out at the city council that fired him. Stephen Stem was dismissed from the Hearn Police Department on Saturday. He says his termination isn't fair. It's unjust. He said it's a knee-jerk reaction to terminate, and it wasn't about whether Ms. Golden chose to create and perpetuate a life-threatening situation. This is clear and an indisputable fact. He said the city's decision was about appeasing certain members of the community who want to make this case about her age and the fact that she is African-American or the fact that she's a woman or some of those facts all together. So how about this? So it's weird because his comments happened with the Texas Rangers investigating why Pearlie Golden, a longtime resident in this small town of about 4,600 people between Dallas and Houston, was shot multiple times at her house on Tuesday. And they think that a relative of hers made a 911 call asking for help from the police, because how did all of that unfold? It's a nasty, terrible thing to happen, no question about that. And I don't think we'll hear the last of this. We'll see what they come up with the investigation. But the officer is furious and thinks it's not fair what happened to him, and it's more about politics than anything else. It always comes back to politics, doesn't it? Certainly, it seems that way anyway. All right, let's move on to another number. How about this? Ukrainian voters. Some Ukrainian voters might have voted a couple of times. Polls close in eastern Ukraine amid allegations of that double voting thing. What they're showing is polls closed Sunday after voters streamed into the polling stations to vote in some controversial referendums held by pro-Russian activists that want to declare independence from Kiev. Voters in the city of Donetsk faced the question on the ballot, and this was it, only in Russian, of course. Do you support the act of independence of the People's Republic of Donetsk? The questions were yes or no. A similar question is being put to voters in Luhansk as well. Many of the voters were not on the outdated registration list, but were allowed to vote after showing ID documentation. There also was no system in place to prevent one person from voting at multiple stations. Oh, that seems so ridiculous, doesn't it? Of course. You want me to vote 10 times? I'll go vote 10 times for you. What do you think's going to happen? And the polls stayed open for 14 hours so that they could help all the voters and try to get as many in there to vote. So they kept it open extra long to make sure that anybody who wanted to vote a couple of times, I'm just kidding, could vote a couple of times. What they did find, though, is if the referendum passes, it would offer a wild contrast to the recent polling by the Pew Research Center, which found 70% of the people in the eastern Ukraine want the country to remain united. But if the voters agree to secede from the Ukraine, the next logical step is another referendum in the next several months on joining Russia. So, G, do you think that there was any fishy business going on here or not? The German chancellor said, we consider the referendum illegitimate and we want to focus on the presidential election, which is on May 25th, and that's the entire Ukraine. That's the entire Ukraine. And all this stems back from the annexing of Crimea. Remember that? 90% in favor of joining Russia. That's what they came up with. They still think there was a lot of shenanigans going on there as well. All right, that's a wrap, as they say, for this hour anyway. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.